The American Chamber of Commerce, or AmCham, in the Czech Republic has taken a highly unusual step. It's launching an initiative of its own to get a new law governing how massive public contracts are awarded, backed by the government and passed by parliament. It says that corruption and the fixing of such tenders have got so bad that many foreign firms have given up on them altogether. Chris Johnstone asked journalist and AmCham board member Eric Best what it is seeking to do.
What we're trying to do is to put together an actual law that sets out principles for tenders in public procurement. That means that the government would commit, politicians would commit to passing a law, upholding a law that would very specifically say that tenders need to be fair, the owners of companies that bid need to be known, and that the process is very transparent. And the way this differs from past efforts to fight corruption is that we're speaking about adopting a very specific law that should be planned out by numerous parties, the chambers of commerce, political parties, and the chamber's role is really to get the ball rolling and to convince everyone who should be involved to get involved.
And why exactly now? Why this initiative now?
Well, I think the reason for doing it now is that people are fed up with what's going on. And the idea that something can happen before the elections is, of course, attractive. But as the chamber, we want to get a commitment at a time when politicians are willing to give a commitment, but also to make it so public that it will be difficult for them after the elections to renege on the commitment, because very often the problem is that the commitment before elections is very different from what we see afterwards.
But how big is the problem with corruption with public tenders at the moment in the Czech Republic?
Well, I think the problem with public tenders is one of the critical problems, and I think that's why we should expect quite a bit of opposition, because literally we are talking about billions of crowns that are going missing, and there will be opposition from those who are not going to want to give up access to that amount of money. So it's not going to be an easy battle, but I think it's one that's ripe. That is, that the business community and some of the political parties are very interested in seeing something happen, and it's reaching the point where the populace, the voters, are feeling that, well, everyone is being asked to cut back, to pay more taxes, but those at the top are not willing to reduce the amount they are actually taking from the kitty.
And has there been any clear political support so far?
Well, the Greens have been very good about saying right off the bat that they will get involved. They are very willing to commit to sending a person. It's a bit disappointing that some of the other political parties are very hesitant, very skeptical about it. But I think it's to be expected. It's coming out of the blue to an extent for them. And we suppose that they, in some form or another, might have a reason to not be so excited about passing such a law.
AmCham board member Eric Best was talking there to Chris Johnston.